Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, let's get right back into it here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase. We're going to welcome in Paul Hamilton right now on the West Her hotline. Good morning, Paul. I know that you had a busy morning. You came on with Jeremy and Joe just a couple hours ago. I was telling Joe, I was at Lancaster High School speaking to a class, and a young man said, "How many hours a week do you work?" I said, "Well, that's a funny thing. It could always be a lot more or a lot less, depending on what happens. I could get breaking news at any point," and literally looked at my phone, and 5 minutes before he asked was when it happened. So it was breaking news this morning, and I'm wondering how surprised you were, especially after yesterday's announcement that both Granato and Adams would speak on Friday.
Yeah. You were in my neighborhood. I could have just come over.
I know.
We could have gone on together.
I know. I said that. I didn't want to say that on the air, but I told the kids, you know, Paul Hamilton lives in Lancaster. He's right over here, too.
Yeah, I think what really made me think about that, it's a possibility that it could happen, is, you know, the player interviews usually the day after, even last year they were, so we would have been there today for locker cleanout, but they had the day in between, and I thought, well, that might be for meetings with the coaching staff or whatever that might be. And obviously it was. Now, I think what we need to take into account, too, Terry Pegula was here when Stephon Diggs got traded. He went to two Sabre games while he was here. And I'm sure there were some intense discussions between Kevin Adams and Terry Pegula then. I can't imagine Terry Pegula is pretty real happy with what he's witnessed this year on the ice. So decisions could have been made right then and there as far as that goes. So am I surprised? No, not too much tends to surprise me these days. I've been at this long enough. But you'll probably never know exactly what happened, whether it was Terry Pegula who said this has to happen or whether Kevin Adams changed his mind. And at the end of the year, just was thinking about it and seeing some of the things that we were seeing, they just weren't responding. It seemed like Don Granato was out of answers. he had this style that he wanted them to play, that when they played it, they played well. But for the last 2 years, they didn't play it all that much. He would just be constantly trying to get them, and the same mistakes would be made over and over again, and then they would have to go over it again. And, you know, he couldn't seem to get them out of it, and he didn't seem to have an answer. All right, maybe the system that you want them to play doesn't fit the talent that you have. Maybe you have to do something different system-wise with this team, because for 2 years they just don't seem to be able to get it. And, you know, so surprised, no. I mean, as I said, nothing really surprises me all too much when it comes to this business.
Sabres also fired a couple assistant coaches. Not on that list is Matt Ellis, but I was tweeted at by somebody named Brad who said that Ellis, his contract is up, so he doesn't have to be fired. I don't know if you know that to be true. I'm not sure. We can look into that. But obviously, if his contract is up, he doesn't have to be relieved of his duties necessarily. But it was interesting to me, just from a broader standpoint, that two assistant coaches, including a video coordinator, were fired, but nobody else was on the list. Mike Bales, obviously, as well. But maybe contracts come into play here, Paul. I don't know.
Yeah, and they don't usually tell us how long assistant coaches' contracts
right.
are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't know. The one thing I like to say about Matt Ellis, and it, this isn't in hockey, it isn't like offensive and defensive coordinators in football. You know, I didn't hear last year when the Sabres' power play was in the top three for most of the year that Matt Ellis was a power play genius. Nobody even brought up Matt Ellis. But when it goes down the tubes, it's all Matt Ellis' fault. And what happens in hockey is the head coach sits down with the coaching staff and decides, this is the power play we're going to play, this is the style we're going to play, and this is the penalty kill we're going to play, and this is the style of penalty kill we're going to play. And then it's up to those coaches to coach that, whatever that system might be. So Matt Ellis is coaching Don Granato's power play, is what it amounts to. So it's, you know, I don't give him all too much credit for when it went well, and I don't give him too much credit for when it didn't, because he's basically coaching what it is that Don Granato is coaching. Now, the coach, Jason Christie, is a very good friend of Don Granato's. I believe they were teammates at one point. So he was on the coaching staff. Don Granato had brought him on. Kevin Adams had brought on Matt Ellis onto the coaching staff. And you're right. You don't have to fire somebody if their contract runs out. So, you know, we don't know as far as, you know, what his status is with that. And moving forward, and what it's going to be moving forward.
All right, Paul. Seth Appert is who, like, is that where your chips would lie? Like, that as a move for the Sabres. I mean, we don't know about Ellis's contract and whatnot, but given that they haven't been fired, is it right to kind of read into, okay, well, if they want to keep some of these assistant coaches, the way to do that is by promoting from within?
No, I wouldn't read into that. And we were talking earlier, and when I was talking about Seth Appert taking over, we were talking about Don Granato being fired in the middle of the season. And that's where I felt they would turn. If Granato was fired while the season was still going on, they would just turn to Seth Appert.
I'm with you. I thought if that would have happened during the season, then you can't really do anything other than really promote
right.
somebody.
So I wanted
from
to be clear, we talked about this earlier, and I didn't get there to that point. When I talked about Seth Appert taking over, and I think Kevin Adams returned to him, that's what I was saying is if because we were always talking about Granato being fired right then and there. Well, if Granato's fired, they would probably turn to Seth Appert right away. Now that they've done it after the season, I wouldn't necessarily say that's what they're going to do. I would think Adams is a very thorough person, and I would think he would go through a very thorough coaching search. And a lot of coaches that he might be interested in will still be coaching in the playoffs. Let's say he's interested in Michael Pekka. Well, the New York Rangers may go a while,
right?
You know, before he could ever talk to him. Or if he's, you know, so, you know, coaches like that. And Seth Appert,
he may go a while.
Yeah, he may go a while with the Rochester Americans. And even if, you know, they don't go a while, I don't think he would just say, all right, Seth, you're the coach. I think he would want to take a look at who's out there and talk to other people And then at the end of the day, kind of like when they hired Granato. Granato was the interim coach, and it seemed like he was going to be the head coach, but they waited a while before they actually made him the head coach. I think part of that was they were waiting to make sure Rod Brind'Amour was actually signed by the Carolina Hurricanes. It was reported that he probably would, but it seemed like Granato was named within days, a couple of days, one or 2 days after Brind'Amour put his name on the dotted line. So, Kevin Adams and Rod Brind'Amour are very good friends. So if for some reason, that Rod Brind'Amour would be, willing to leave the Carolina Hurricanes, I think Kevin Adams would have a good opportunity to maybe get him. But I don't know. I don't really think Rod Brind'Amour is looking to leave the Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. You never know. But,
let me ask you this, Paul. There's two parts to that. Because I agree with you. We all agree that he probably wouldn't want to leave Carolina. They want to make it work. Joe and I are in a different spot, though, if he would want to come to Buffalo, if that were the case. I think he'd be more open to it, considering his relationship with Adams and the roster. Joe feels that that would be something that would be very tough to draw him there, I think.
Sal, I agree with you. Because of the roster and Adams, he could look at it, well, I don't agree with what Don Granato was trying to get them to do. I can get them to do whatever this is, whatever his philosophies are. And boy, I got Dahlin, and I have Power, and I have Thompson, and I have Tuck, and I have a very good nucleus there, and I can get them to get back to where they were a couple of years ago by, maybe having a little more discipline. Or Rod Brind'Amour doesn't mess around. You play the game his way or you don't play. It's as simple as that. That's not what this team is used to. And that's why I think if he's willing to leave Carolina, this might be a place he'd be willing to come to.
Okay, so now we get to the – go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was on Pekka. Paul, how did that happen? Do you remember, the situation or the circumstances in which he left Rochester for the Rangers? Was it just as simple as it's an NHL job and it's a promotion?
No, it was as simple as – Peter Laviolette used to be his coach.
Okay.
And he wanted to go coach with him. He's very good friends with him. He used to be his coach. And even if the Sabres would have, created a job for him, I don't think he would have stayed. That's how badly he wanted to coach with Laviolette. So that's why he went to the Rangers. Now, does he believe he's ready to be a head coach? Does he want to be a head coach? I don't have those answers. I've spoken with him, but I've never actually asked him if he wants to be a head coach. Now, I have talked to other people around the NHL. Each person I have spoken with, and some of them have never had anything to do with the Buffalo Sabres, feel like he would be an excellent head coach. Mm-hmm. Is like a young and coming assistant coach. So I get a lot of good reports. I've asked a lot of people along the way, during the season, and it's people I see and people I talk to. And a lot of people are very high on Michael Pekka when it comes to a guy who's an assistant coach who could become possibly a successful NHL coach.
We will take your phone calls with Paul here. So we have a couple on hold. So just stay with us. I got a couple more things for Paul before we get to your phone calls and questions. First on Pekka. I love the idea. I love Michael Pekka, love what he brings, his demeanor, what he meant to the organization when he was here. It would, though, scare me, Paul, to hire a first-time head coach. I know he has worked under Chris Drury as GM, obviously, now, and what they're doing in New York. It's just been really a really nice season for them. I think the pedigree is there for a guy to get a shot. But is that the right thing to do for this club, to bring in a first-time head coach considering where they are? I think that's a tough one.
It is, and you never know if he's going to be a good coach or if he isn't. I mean, John Cooper came up from the AHL.
That's right.
And then wound up winning 2 Stanley Cups. It did work out for John Cooper. Many times it doesn't work out. Lindy Ruff last year did really well with the New Jersey Devils, but it's been widely reported. The reason he did very well is he had Andrew Brunet on his coaching staff, and Andrew Brunet is the one who came up with the game plan, the design of how this team was going to play, and that's why Brunet got a head coaching job so quickly, because it was basically his philosophy that rolled the Devils into where they went, into the second round of the playoffs. He's gone, and look where the Devils were. You know, so, you know, a lot of what happened with the Devils was Andrew Brunette, who got an opportunity again to be a head coach and, you know, got the promotion. So that's another reason why.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I like Lindy Ruff a lot. I mean, Lindy Ruff is a very good person and always has been very good to me. But I'm kind of in the been there, done that type of a thing. I'm a little bit, even though I would not mind Michael Pekka coming here, I kind of get tired of the let's bring the Sabres back.
I said the same thing earlier. It you can't do it just for that, and it screams of that, even if it's not the intention, right?
Yeah, and like when at the end of Ryan Miller's career, let's bring Ryan Miller back. Let's bring this, even when Pekka was playing, let's bring Pekka back. Let's bring so-and-so back. We like to do that here, and I'm to a point where I'm good. I don't need to bring Sabres back here necessarily, but I would not criticize Pekka being hired. If, with that being said, I kind of believe in that a little more than a little bit, but I also have this sneaky suspicion in the back of my mind that Michael Pekka is going to turn into a really good coach, and nobody knows that, but I just kind of have that in my mind, especially how well people talk about him, even people who have never had anything to do with the Buffalo Sabres organization.
So you're not into the idea of bringing Kyle Okposo back to be the head coach. Is that right, Paul? They like him. We know that. The players do. is there an idea that you think of a guy that doesn't fit the mold of – because I'm with you. Like, depending on the guy, it can be a little bit of an eye roll for me because of, like, you're just bringing back guys you know. Is there an idea that doesn't have a connection here that speaks to you at all? And maybe that would be more, I don't know who the up-and-coming coaches are that aren't Pekka, because I know Pekka we've talked about. And otherwise, like, some of those veteran names out there, like, I don't know. Gerard Gallant just does not sound like a great idea to me. I mean, there's others out there.
Yeah, no, that doesn't to me either. It seems like a lot of coaches get regurgitated, and it's just like, well, okay, what did you do in your last job that brought you to this job that all of a sudden that you should be hired? And yeah, but you used to be an NHL coach. Yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it very often doesn't work out that way, and It's sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. It's the same thing with firing coaches. Jeremy asked me about that earlier. It's the same thing with firing coaches midseason. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Islanders, it worked. Devils, it didn't. You know, we can sit here and bring up examples on both sides of that coin. You know, where it did work and where it didn't work. It depends on who the coach is. It depends on how receptive the players are. So maybe it would have worked if they would have fired Granato in midseason. Maybe it wouldn't have. Who knows? It's just that's now what we'll have to be looking at is who's available, who's not, who are some of the young coaches that people have been talking about. Even Carl at the University of Denver, you know, is a coach that a lot of people have been talking about, who's won a world junior championship. He's won a national championship with Denver. You know, is that a guy who could leave the college ranks and become a good NHL coach? Again, sometimes that works really well. Sometimes it doesn't work at all. You know, so, you know, that could be something they would look into also, that a very successful college coach, would he be able to take on the NHL?
One last thing on Pekka before I hit these phone calls. It would be full circle considering how his career ended here. I mean, you know what I mean? The guy couldn't get a contract, sat out an entire season, which I think really cost him in that playoff round against the Penguins that year. And that, you know, the bitter blood between the two. And I know that's softened over the years. Of course it has.
Well, everybody's gone. GM,
right,
owner,
right, right.
Everybody.
I know he's been here. But, I mean, it would be interesting. He becomes the head coach after the way that his career, his playing career ended here.
Yeah. I always got the impression he regretted that.
Paul, I will tell you real quick. I did a podcast with him a couple of years ago, just kind of go through those teams. And he didn't want to get into detail, but he indicated that. He said all sides could have handled it better, and he said he could have handled it better for sure.
I think he regretted leaving. Mm-hmm. I think he missed Buffalo. And I think if the opportunity would have come back later in his career to be a Saber, he would have. I think he was looking for that. But nobody, you know, really wanted to bring him back at that point. So, I do think that there was some regret there as far as that went and you know, leaving the Sabres the way he did. And, you know, after he went to the Islanders and he went to the Oilers and whoever else that he went to. I think he looked back at it and thought, you know what, maybe that wasn't the best idea to leave the Buffalo Sabres.
Leafs and Blue Jackets where he wound up last two stops. Go to Luke in Silver Creek, been waiting patiently to talk to Paul. Go ahead, Luke.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if, you know, we've got any examples or any history out there of NHL teams promoting their AHL coaches, obviously referencing Mr. Appert here, and that, you know, either working out or not working out. I was just looking at Seth's resume. He coached a bunch of years down at RPI, coached the USA U18 teams. Young, handsome dude, 49 years old. So, just trying to get your thoughts on the history of NHL teams promoting AHL coaches.
You just brought one up a little while ago. Who was it, Paul?
Yeah, John Cooper.
There you go.
Tampa Bay Lightning. He came up from the AHL and won two Stanley Cups. So there are examples of yes, it has worked. I mean, there are a lot of coaches who work in the AHL. John Tortorella won a Calder Cup with the Rochester Americans and has also won a Stanley Cup with the Tampa Bay Lightning. So that there's another one that did coach in the American Hockey League and came up to the National Hockey League. And there are many examples of that.
Sheldon Keefe was the Leafs minor league coach.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there are examples of AHL coaches that were not good NHL coaches too. I can't think right off the top of my head, but you know there are those examples also. Seth Appert, it seems to me, might be a little bit tougher than Don Granato, which is I think what this team needs. I think they need somebody that holds them accountable and sits some people up into the press box. And, a knee jerk reaction, but if he's got to teach the same thing over and over again to somebody, maybe they need to sit in a press box and think about it. And maybe next time they get on the ice, they'll be able to remember what type of things they've been taught. So I think he's a little bit more of that side, and I think the team does need that. I've been very impressed with the last two playoffs runs. I mean, he got the Amerks after, in a best of five series, they got down 2-0 to a very good Syracuse team, won the next three games, and wound up in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Hershey Bears, who averaged age about 29. And, you know, the Bears actually wound up winning the Calder Cup. And I thought that was a very impressive coaching job that he did there to get that team off the mat, to win a series against a team they weren't not supposed to beat, and then get them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Janet in Buffalo. Hi, Janet. Thanks for holding. You're on with Paul Hamilton.
Hey, I was just going to throw out the name Joe Sacco. He is the assistant coach for the Boston Bruins. He was the assistant coach for the Sabres, I think, for one season. He coached the Avalanche for four seasons. He focused in Boston on both offense and defense, and so I'm just throwing his name out to see what you guys think.
Interesting. I don't remember him here, Paul. You may.
Yeah, he was here for a short time. I don't remember who the head coach was he worked for.
13-14 I've got him for. So is that Nolan or is that Rolston? It's one of those two, I think.
Right. So, yeah, and then he went to the Bruins and has been there for a while. He, being in the Boston Bruins organization, absolutely is somebody that knows how to win. You know, he's been an assistant coach for a while now, so it makes me think to myself, is he looking to be a head coach anymore? Or, you know, does he enjoy being an assistant coach, and is that what he wants? But it's somebody that I think, well, yeah, definitely it'd be worth, if I'm Kevin Adams, worth looking into and talking to.
4 years in Colorado as the head coach. He was there from 09 through 13. He was fired during that 13 season, but he had a below 500 winning percentage in Colorado. But I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people who are, you know, who want the job. I fall differently than a lot of people thinking out there. And I'm sure there are fans who think, who would want to come here? A lot of people. Like, it's an NHL job. And, you know, to work, it's your lifelong career goal, if you're in that business, to be a head coach. I don't think it's that hard to draw someone here. Now, if they have a better situation, and the money's got to be right sometimes, depending on your name and what you've accomplished. But holy cow, Paul, I mean, the head coaching job of the Buffalo Sabres, absolutely it's going to be appealing to a lot of people in the hockey world.
Yeah, it's different than players who aren't willing to, you know, they're no movement. It's like, well, why would I want to go there? But I think also the Sabres were going to have trouble, and they already had. Kevin Adams talked at the trade deadline how, you know, it seemed like they might have had a trade set up, but the player invoked his no movement, and the trade didn't happen. And he said then, he goes, you know, we did this to ourselves. You know, and last summer, players wanted to come here. He had agents calling him with players wanting to come here. But if you change the coach, the talent of the Buffalo Sabres hasn't changed. And if you change the coach, depending on the coach is, that might alleviate the problem of players not wanting to come here with no movement. They might say, yeah, you know what? I think that coach can get that team over the top and get them going. And so that might help as far as players go. But players and coaches are two different animals, Sal. You're absolutely right. And if you want to be a head coach, especially here in Buffalo, you can look at it, well, things aren't going well for the Buffalo Sabres, but they have, you know, Rasmus Dahlin and Tage Thompson. And can you imagine if I could go to that city and win?
Right. I said the same thing. If you are the person.
King of the world, you'd be king of the world here.
If you are the person to take the Buffalo Sabres out of a 13-year playoff drought, build a statue. I mean,
but
right?
Imagine if that person wins the Stanley Cup here.
And Paul, let's remember, I mean, obviously Toronto's a big hockey city. You're not far from there. Canada, we know there's an appeal. Scotty Bowman lives here, for crying out loud, has a house here still. I mean, how many Sabres, former Sabres, NHL, Marcel Dion. I mean, think about the people in the hockey world that have relocated, stayed in Buffalo, New York because of the proximity to Canada, too.
Yeah, Marcel Dion, Daryl Sittler, and Harry Neal never had anything to do with the Buffalo Sabres.
And they live here.
But they all, I don't think Daryl Sittler does anymore, but he did for a while.
Right.
They all lived in Buffalo and loved it here. Craig Revay cried when he was traded to the Buffalo Sabres. He wanted nothing to do with it. Now you can't get him out of the place.
Yeah.
I mean, Craig loves it here. You know, he has a, this is where he brings up his family, and he never left. So it's a lot of misnomers. When people get here, they're like, well, wait a minute. You know, this is kind of a nice place.
Last thing before I let you go, the one name I did not ask you about, because I know you're familiar with him, John Tortorella. You mentioned him as a coach, but, you know, when we were kind of talking about guys out there, but that is not something I want the Sabres to do. Do you think someone like that would work, considering his style and what they need?
His style seems to work for a while.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it just players get tired of hearing it. So if you want to maybe get this team going in the right direction again, I think it would work. I'm not sure it would work long term. Is it too much? You know, these guys are used to, you know, all right, you made a mistake, don't worry about it, here, we'll show you what to do. And then they make the same mistake four other times, and the coaching staff continues to show them what to do, but they just don't seem to get it. And, you know, these players, by the way, you know, have talked about how much they, and I have no doubt at all that they liked and respected Don Granato, but in the end, these players have nobody to blame but themselves. For Don Granato no longer being the coach here.
They're going to speak tomorrow, the players, I think, right? Tomorrow and Thursday? Is that the – what's the schedule?
They're going to redo the schedule.
Okay.
Obviously, with Kevin Adams talking today,
yes.
We probably aren't going to talk to him Friday since we talked to him today, and I think the player schedule could get revamped too.
Okay.
But, yes, we will be talking to players. I just don't know when, where.
And today is Adams at 3, Paul? Is that
– Adams at 3, and then there was supposed to be nobody today, and then Adams and Granato were going to talk Friday. Players were going to talk Wednesday and Thursday. I think we will still get players Wednesday and Thursday. It's just a matter of who's going to talk when and that type of thing.
We'll be on top of it. We'll hear from you, Paul. Thanks a lot for this.
No problem, guys. Great talking to you.
All right, Paul Hamilton right there on the West Her Hotline, and I want to make sure that I tell you about Paul's reports, because I have it here somewhere, Joe. I've got to get to Paul's reports. You have it there? Do I have it here? Let me find it, because Paul Hamilton, when he speaks on WGR. Here it is. I got to scroll down here. I got all these different sponsor reads. This is one for Paul. Brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. All right. 13 years, no playoffs. Sabres relieve their head coach. Something else happened I have to tell you about that's taken 17 years. Buffalo related. It's finally happened. But we'll also take more of your phone calls on the Sabres and their coaching change and what you want here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!